Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report from the week of October 7th, 2023. My name is John, and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Saturday morning, October 7th, Miss Jackson's lawn was covered in light frost, but the temperature was not yet below freezing. On Monday morning, Isley spotted a few houses that had a light layer of frost on them. Students are noticing that the daylight length is shortening. The daylight length on Saturday was 11 hours and 24 minutes. We are losing 3 minutes and 17 seconds per day this week of sunlight. We will lose 22 minutes and 19 seconds of daylight this week. Miss Rolfe walks her dog every morning at 6:45, and she now needs a flashlight to go on her walk. Some leaves on the trees in the front edge of the school forest are still green. Most of the maple tree leaves have either turned colors or have fallen to the ground. Miss Urban has been collecting milkweed pods with Miss Gallagher and Miss Camper's first grade classes. The seed inside the pods have turned from green to brown, meaning the pods are mature, but most of the pods have not dried and cracked open yet, releasing the seeds. Each pod can contain 300 or 200 seeds inside. On Saturday, October 7th, there were over 1,000 sandhill cranes counted at Hawk Ridge in Duluth. Also on this day, Miss Jackson spotted a group of robins in her yard that have not yet migrated. Right now, the 10-year average for the amount of golden eagles seen at Hawk Ridge is 183. This is just showing that they're getting even rarer than before. Also at Hawk Ridge, on October 7th, Penny saw a sharp-shinned hawk flying lower near the mountains. I, John, have not seen many water striders in the creek lately. They will be hibernating until spring. Miss Rolfe has seen several Asian beetles in her house this week. Asian beetles have begun seeking shelter as the outside temperatures have dropped. They find their way into tight cracks and crevices, such as under siding in wall voids or clustered tightly in quarters of attics or garages, to be able to get inside to be warmer. The stream has gotten much deeper because of all the rain that we got in the past week. This concludes the phonology report. Our next report will be on October 27th. Have a great week and be observant.